po, everyone. Good afternoon. Good afternoon po. Okay, let's all stand. I want us to turn to our neighbors, no, shake their hands, tell them I'm glad to see you here today. Amen, amen. It's a beautiful day to worship our God, amen? Amen, so let's pray. God, we just want to thank you for this day. It's a wonderful day to declare that you are our God and you are our King, to declare that we will choose to live for you, O Lord Father. So in this place today, let nothing stand in our way, God, of truly worshiping you. Let nothing stand in our way of meeting you face to face in this place today, God. Touch our hearts, God, as we sing songs of praises to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. My Savior,
my Savior, Redeemer, lifted me from the miry clay. Almighty, forever, I will never be the same as you came me from the everlasting to the world we live.
Follow you and live
purpose is found in you alone. I'll praise you forever, and I look to you. No other name is greater, Jesus, Savior and Redeemer, Jesus. You who gave your life and set me free, I'll follow you. We're living for you now. Oh, Jesus, Savior and Redeemer, Jesus. You who gave your life and set me free, I'll follow you. We're living for you now. Oh yes, hallelujah, we live for you, God. We live for you. Choose you, Father, every single day of our lives. You are worthy. Worthy are you, Lord. Who makes the sun to rise and bring the earth new life in every beam? Jesus, it is you. Turns the day to night and watches me as I begin to dream. Jesus, it is you. Who brings me food for my table? Who cares for all of my needs. Walks the road with me, has grown with me through all that I have been. Jesus, it is you. Jesus, it is you. Come on, church, let's declare. So I lift my hands. So I lift my hands. And I bring my song. All of my days, all of my rights, all of my wrongs, and I offer my life here. My brokenness and carries me when I am frail and weak. Jesus, it is you. Oh, yes, it is you. Who tells the storm to rest when I am overwhelmed and cannot speak? Jesus, it is you. Who on his shoulders, who holds my heart in his hands, who takes my thoughts and fears and hangs them on the arms of Calvary. Thank you. Be
powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for that wonderful name. We have our hope that we have, Lord, in your name. Hallelujah. The blessing of worshiping the name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, it says, "Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and water. I will take away sickness from among you." This is one of the commandments of the Lord to the Israelites during that time. And the context of this verse is not to give an impression that God is like a genie. Ano po? There is a rule, there's a commandment that the Lord gave to Israelites. Remember that time, God is establishing Israel. And a lot of neighboring countries surrounding them are idol worshippers. They worship false gods. And this is the reminder for them. In the history of Israel, as we know, that they continue to fall on this kind of mistake, on this kind of sin, forgetting the true God of their ancestors, Jehovah, and falling into worshiping foreign gods. And the Lord says that if you continue to commit yourself to follow me, my commandments, I will continue to bless you. I will bless your food, I will bless your water, and I will take away sicknesses within your family. Only if you choose to obey and worship me. This is God is saying to them. That they will remove anything, everything that serves as an idol that replaces God in their lives. Nowadays, marami ng klase ng idol eh. It is not that we just bow to them. Marami ng something that replaces God in our lives represents as an idol. And I know somehow it's speaking to your hearts. Maybe meron ka sa puso mo ngayon. And God and the encouragement of the Word of God is we just continue to worship God and remove any idols in our hearts. And the promises of God to the Israelites that He will bless their food, their water, and take away sicknesses. This promise is true for those who only chooses to worship God alone. Amen. It's an encouragement to us. And because in this year 2024, as we continue to journey on, our only hope, our only true hope, only comes from Jesus. Only comes from God. Kaya maganda yung inawit natin ngayon eh. The power of the name of Jesus. In Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." I-highlight ko yung sinabi sa Romans na in believing, in holding on to the Word of God, in believing to the promises of God, sabi doon, there is hope and it will fill you with all joy and peace so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Yung hope that we will have comes from the Holy Spirit. Sabi doon, so that by the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope. So that's why, again, if we remove all the idols, whatever that is in our hearts, and put our trust in God and let the Spirit of God works in us, meron tayong pag-asa. We have the hope to keep on 2024, to strive on 2024, to go through whatever God wants us to be in 2024 through the power of the Holy Spirit. In believing, sabi dun sa Romans 15:13, in believing to the Word of God, who God is, and to the power of the Holy Spirit, meron tayong living hope. Sa Tagalog, ang ganda eh, buhay na pag-asa. Amen? Living hope, buhay na pag-asa through Jesus Christ. Kasi merong patay na pag-asa eh. I mean, you really don't know. You're hoping for, you don't know what will happen next. Pero the Word of God says, in Jesus Christ, meron kang buhay na pag-asa. Buhay means it will come to pass. Mangyayari at mangyayari ang mga pangako ng Diyos sa ating buhay. Kasi hindi siya sinungaling. Di ba? The Bible says that He is not like a man who will lie, but He is true to His word. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for that wonderful, powerful name of Jesus that we can hang on, we can cling to, and Lord, help us, whatever it is that in our hearts, even Lord, serves as an idol that replaces You above anything else in our hearts, patawarin mo kami, Panginoon. Forgive us. And we don't want to carry this burden as we go on 2024, but we want to carry the true and living hope that we have in You, Lord. Because if we have You in 2024, we are safe on our journey. And help us, Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, maraming salamat, because You are always faithful and gracious to us. And we continue to thank You for that wonderful name of Jesus, that we can tap on the power of that name in our lives. Continue to prepare our hearts, Lord, for Your word, that we will continue to be encouraged, strengthened, and steer our spirit as we receive Your word. And Lord, continue to bless the rest of this service. Marami pong salamat to You. Be all the glory. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let's continue our service through giving. And may I ask the congregation to read with me, for our verse today is from the books of Acts 20:35 NLT version. Let's read. And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And our response to the Word of God. As we honor God with our treasures, we are reminded to support those who are in need and help those who are weak in faith, to set an example and show kindness to our believers. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with gratitude for the countless blessings You bestowed upon us. As we give these tithes and offering today, we ask for Your guidance and wisdom, and help us understand it is blessed to share and support those who are in need. Inspire us to embrace the joy and blessings that comes from selfless giving. You may bless these tithes and offering, including the generous givers. And you may this gift be used for the furtherance of Your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's give cheerfully with a grateful heart.
Welcome ulit sa second service. Sabihin niyo po sa iyong katabi, I'm glad that you are sitting with me today. At this point po, we will welcome our visitors who have visited us for the first time. But before that, if this is your second or third time, bumalik ulit kayo, this is your second or third time, we would like to acknowledge you. Taas lang po yung kamay. Yon, salamat po ate for coming back. God bless you po. Thank you po for coming back. God bless you po. So we will welcome three friends who have visited us. As I call on your name, tayo lang po kayo sandali. Huwag po kayo mahihiya. And amin po kayong i-welcome at ipagpipray. So let's call on Miss Genevieve Sangab. Ayan, welcome po. Miss Rosita Lawas. Welcome po. Sige po, remain standing po. And Mr. Sita Katipon. Asan po si Ate Torsita? Ayun po, nasa likod ni Kuya. Okay, so welcome po sa Living Word Fellowship. If you don't have any church yet, wala pa po kayong church, balik lang po kayo lagi. You can come back and you're always welcome. And after service po, mga 5 minutes of your time together with your host, they will bring you sa isang room for some refreshments para mapakilala po ang church sa inyo at get to know you din po. And if you have any prayer requests, pagpe-pray po nila kayo. Thank you for coming. Pag-pray po namin kayo. Let's pray for them. Father, we thank you for Miss Genevieve, Rosita, and Torsita. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness sa kanilang buhay. This is not an accident that they were here, but we pray that you continue to use this time na makasama namin sila so that they will continue to grow in their knowledge and faith in you at maramdaman nila ang iyong pagmamahal sa kanilang buhay. Bless their work, their families, and any prayers in their heart, Lord. We pray na kayo po ang tumugon at humipo sa lahat ng kanilang pangailangan. Thank you, Lord. Bless them. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Welcome po ulit. Pwede na po kayo makaupo. Ay, may humabol pa po si Brother John Gerald Guevara. Welcome po, Brother John. Welcome po. Welcome po. Ipa. Kasama ka na sa prayer namin kanina. So, ganun din. After 5 minutes, yung host mo will bring you to one of our rooms. Thank you for coming po. God bless you.
Hello, a very good afternoon, everyone. As we all know, today is a very special day. Whoa, yeah. Because we will be celebrating the promotion of our Praise Kids. So we're happy to announce that 4 of these Praise Kids will be promoted to the youth. So as I call upon the names of these youth, I kindly request the parents to please join us and accompany your kids as they receive the certificate. So allow me to read what's on the certificate. The Living Word Fellowship presents this certificate of completion to the name of the youth for having faithfully attended and participated in the Praise Kids and is now being promoted to youth. Given this day, 28th of January, at Shekinah Hall, Mapex Building, Singapore, signed by Praise Kids Core Team and Pastor Ruel. So I'd like to call in Pastor Ruel and our beloved chairman, Tito Sam, to join us here in front and present the certificate. So on behalf of the Living Word Fellowship Praise Kids Ministry, we will surely miss having you all in our classes, and it's been a pleasure to teach you all and be part of your spiritual walk. And we're truly blessed to watch you guys grow from little praise kids to now youth. Yeah. Okay. So I'd like to call on Sean Gabriel A. Arenas. Next, we'd like to call on Ezreal Stephen A. Lagman. Next, we would like to call on Riley A. Panganting. Woo! And lastly, we'd like to call on Jaden Sia. To the new youth, we are very excited to work with you guys. And now I'll pass the time to Ate Tin.
Oh, okay. Okay. On behalf of the youth, welcome to the club! Okay, can we have the four of you to stand up? Don't paisei. No, you paisei one. Yeah. Stand up. Sean, Jaden, Ezra, Riley. Whoa. All guys. All right. So on behalf of the youth ministry, we welcome you to Ablaze Youth Ministry. Woo! Okay. Welcome to your teenage years. It's time where you start to learn and start to ask a lot more deeper questions about your faith, your identity, your purpose. You also explore what it means to live out your faith in a very constantly changing world. And what we promise you as a church, together with your parents and as a youth ministry, is that we will be here for you. As a youth ministry, this will be our safe space to grow, to learn, to make mistakes, to have fun, and most importantly, grow to love Jesus together. Let's give a clap for them. So, as a church together, let's all stretch forth our hands as we pray for them as God guides them into this next stage of their life. All right, let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for Ezra, Lord Sean, Riley, Jaden. Oh Lord, we thank you for their lives, oh Lord. You've seen them through their younger years, oh Lord. You've seen them through Praise Kids, and Lord, now you're guiding them, oh Lord, to this next stage of their life, oh Lord. And Lord, we know that as you lead them here, oh Lord, that you won't leave them, oh Lord. You won't forsake them, oh Lord. That they may be fearful, oh Lord, but they don't have to be, oh Lord, because we know and they know, oh Lord, that you have already gone before them, oh Lord. And Lord, we just pray, oh Lord, that this youth ministry, this whole church, oh Lord, will be a safe space for them, oh Lord, to grow, to know you, to love you, oh Lord, to not be afraid to make mistakes, oh Lord, but to be assured, oh Lord, that they can grow here, that they can be loved here, that they will know you even deeper here, oh Lord. And Lord, we just pray, oh Lord, that as a church, we will commit, oh Lord, to guiding them, loving them, oh Lord, and not judging them, O Lord, but committing to journey with them in their journey of faith, O Lord. And Lord, we just pray, continue to be with them, guide them, bless them, O Lord. And Lord, we're excited for what you're about to do in their lives, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. And all this we pray in your name. Amen, amen. Okay. Welcome to you. Woo, woo, woo.
Praise the Lord. Buti pa ang youth excited, no? Next time, gagawa tayo ng senior promotion. Kung meron kayong senior card, yun na. But we thank the Lord that, you know, it's always good. Some of those young people who have grown up here were running around and now they are teenagers. So sa mga parents, happy loving your teenager kids. But you know, what we're gonna do is as we have our young people coming in, the youth ministry and also the discipleship ministry have prepared a platform for them to engage, to learn. So ito po, this yung teaching. Yeah. So starting February, we will have, ito, Ablaze Youths plus the discipleship ministry have partnered together to minister sa ating mga 11 to 15 years old kid. Bakit po 11 years old? Dahil most of our young people who are already 11 years old already exposed to a lot of things. Compared sa atin, last time, 14 years old, nagpipiku pa tayo eh. Right? But the young people today are different. So, we will have this in between service. So, part one is a Sunday school, February, March, foundation of faith. And then part two will be July and August, maturing in faith. So, we want to minister to them. So, ang ating Ablaze Ministry and Discipleship Ministry will have a class specifically for them. But also, while they're not those months na wala silang klase, we will have time in fellowship with them once a month, and we will invite elders, care group, ministry leaders. Example, if you're a praise dancer, you want to share your gifting, you want to share, encourage them to participate sa ministry. So there's an engagement now, not just for the leaders or teachers, but the whole church investing their life sa next generation. So yun po ang gagawin natin. This is starting next week. We will have 10:45 to 11:30 for our age 11 to 15 years old Sunday school classes. Ayan po. Let me just highlight a few announcements. This week, we will have our midweek prayer night, 9 p.m. sa Facebook page. So join us. If you're not able to join on time, you can replay it so that you can pray along with us. Also, very important, we have our annual general meeting sa 25th February. Very important po ito because it's required by the government. So please join us, and we would highlight a few things that will happen in the church, and also to report to you our situation. So ayan po, join us. If you're a member of the Living Word Fellowship, join us sa annual general meeting. And then upcoming months, we will have some trainings. If you attended our 2C2S this morning, we have laid down yung direction natin as a church for 2024, and a few things that we would like to emphasize this year. One is prayer. One is prayer, to cultivate a house of prayer. Many times we know it is important, but yet we don't practice it. Alam natin important ang prayer, right? But we don't practice it. So our prayer ministry will have a series of teaching sa 3, 10, 17, 24 of March, focusing on prayer. Because we need to really seek the Lord and surrender our life to God. But if you want to thrive, if you want to be fruitful in your life as a church, we need to pray. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, we need to pray. But prayer, we are also called to take action. You know, the scripture said, make disciples. So in the next training we have, we'll be focusing on evangelism, sharing the good news. We know it's important, yet we don't practice it. So again, it's a training in between the services. It's all of us are welcome. Leaders, care group leaders, ministry team, all are welcome to attend etong mga training na ito. So evangelism. How can we evangelize if our in Vision Park? Or how can I evangelize in my office place? So Brother Sam and the team will be leading yung teaching na ito. So after this evangelism, there's another training that we want to share to you, is discipling. How can I disciple somebody one-on-one? Yan. How can be a spiritual parent? Tendency, ang ginagawa natin, bigay mo na sa leader yan. Siya na mag-disciple. Ganun palagi attitude eh. Si leader na, kawawa naman leader. Siya na nga nagluto. Siya na nga nag-practice, nag-prepare ng teaching. Siya na mag-pray, siya na magpapaawit. Ano pa? Siya magpupuna ng problema. So, we want to work together. All of us are called to be disciple maker. So, ayan po. Again, this May. So, first half, we'll be focusing on prayer, evangelism, and discipleship. But of course, after all the busy work, we want to go for a holiday. So, next one. Yan, pupunta tayo sa... So, join us 6 to 8 June. Ito po, we're going to a church camp sa Pilipinas. Reconnect, refresh, refire. I mentioned 70 packs lang po ang kaya natin. We already have around 40 plus. And we want to reconnect with one another. All those who have come back sa Pilipinas, we also want to connect with them. But also be refreshed. Why refresh? We'll be going sa mountain. I believe one of the activities, we're going to take time to meditate and pray in the morning sa taas ng bundok at hahawakin ang mga ulap. Malapit ka na sa heaven. Ayan, to take note, ayan po. And then, please register, contact Tita Sister Morel for this. Alright, testing. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Alam mo ba yung memory verse? Tingnan mo, ano yung memory verse natin? Psalms 86, verse 11. Alright? Let's try, ha? Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. Okay. Doon lang tayo nag-teach me your ways, tapos nandiyan. Anong translation yon? Again, Let it be our prayer. Let God's word be in our heart. Let God's word be our mind. Because when you have meditated the word, it transforms our mind. It changes our heart. The word is alive. The God's word is alive. Okay, try again, ha? Itong grupo na ito, itong mga mababait. Ayan, ha? Yung mga mababait. 1, 2, 3, go. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your... Iba na katingin pa, smile. Teach me your way. Okay, itong group na ito, mas mababait. Short verse lang ito, mga kapatid. But let's meditate it. Let it be our prayer. Teach me your way, O Lord. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Yung in front, tsaka yung huli, malakas. Teach me your way, O Lord. Unite my heart to fear your name. So go back, meditate it, let it be a prayer. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your... Unite my heart to fear your name. Oftentimes our hearts are divided, but let God's word, let the Holy Spirit unite our heart so that we may seek Him. So today we have someone that will share to us God's word. It will not be me. A privilege, Sister Morel have been ministering and helping sa ating church. If you've been receiving yung ating weekly write-up in teaching materials, she's the one in charge of overseeing it and coordinating sa mga writers and helping us as the discipleship, even sa youth, even sa SOL, and even sometimes sa IBI. So we thank the Lord for her, and let's just welcome her as a teacher. But before that, let's pray for Sister Morel. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat Lord sa afternoon na ito na we are here to study your word. We ask, O Lord, that you speak through Sister Morel, anoint her, guide her. Lord, as she look at your at the notes, O God, may your Holy Spirit just plant into our heart the words to say. We pray, O God, that you, all of us here in this place, our heart will be prepared to receive from you. As we look at her, as we listen to her, Lord, I pray that our ears, our spiritual will be, ears will be open to hear from you. So salamat, Panginoon, guide her, and even Lord, sa aming mga puso, give us a good soil, Lord, a heart of that's good soil, ready to receive your word. Salamat, Panginoon, kay Sister Morel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let's just welcome Sister Morel.
Thank you, Pastor. Magandang hapon po sa ating lahat. Huh? Good afternoon, everyone. Yes. Happy Sunday. Tama. So, this morning, I am so glad na nandito po ulit ako to share God's Word and to minister to you all. For the past 3 Sundays, we were introduced to the early years of David as King of Israel. Diba, we learned how he prospered, how the Lord prospered him as a king, and the entire nation of Israel. And this is all because David never forgets to seek the Lord. Diba? David inquired of the Lord. Yun yung una nating sermon title this year. And he was submissive to his will. And another thing that we've learned is that David restored the nation's reverence to God. Ito kagandaan pag ikaw nagko-coordinate ng mga write-ups, no? Nare-remind ka lagi dun sa preaching. And remember when he gave importance to the Ark of the Covenant? Diba? Because he knew that this represents the presence of the Lord. So he brought it back to Jerusalem. And also, we heard last Sunday that living in gratitude will make us see life in a better perspective. Diba? When we focus, when we set our eyes on God, and if we will remain grateful, no matter what the situation is, kahit hindi in favor or hindi according dun sa gusto natin, if we have a grateful heart, then all the more that we will come to appreciate God's purpose and who He is in our lives. So by this, we were led to study how we can start right this year, no? And discovered ways on how to succeed. hindi lang this year, but how to succeed in life if we choose to walk in the ways of the Lord. Kaya nga, yun yung ating theme for this year. And I hope and pray that by the end of this year, memorize na talaga natin yung Psalms chapter 86, verse 11. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Hindi lang ang malakas yung una at huli. And so today, we will continue our sermon series. First things first. Ibig sabihin, ito yung una nating gagawin. Ito yung ating priority. Bago ang lahat. And we will look at the story of a man named Mephibosheth. And maybe you encountered him before. So who is this man? Sino ba ito si Mephibosheth? And what can we learn from his story? So let us continue to study our study as we read chapter 9 of 2 Samuel. And may I ask each and every one of you to stand with me as we give reverence to the Word of God. I will use ESV. Let us read. And David said, "Is there still anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David. And the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" And he said, "I am your servant." And the king said, "Is there not still someone of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him?" Ziba said to the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet." Verse 4, the king said to him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said to the king, "He is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel at Lodebar." Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Machir, the son of Amiel at Lodebar. And Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and paid homage. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, I am your servant." And David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan, and I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your father, and you shall eat at my table always." And he paid homage and said, "What is your servant that you should show regard for a dead dog such as I?" Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. And you and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring him in the produce that your master's grandson may have bread to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, shall always eat at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so will your servants do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate always at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet. Let us pray. Father, we just want to thank you for your word this morning. As we listen, O Lord, and as we study your word, allow your Holy Spirit to guide us and help us to understand the meaning of this passage. Lord, may there be transformation, may there be restoration, and help us, O God, to understand your will and purpose in our lives, Lord. Guide us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So we read in 2 Samuel chapter 4, if we look at the background of this, it mentioned that Saul and his son Jonathan were killed in the battle against the Philistines. And also in that same chapter, it was mentioned na si Jonathan had a son named Mephibosheth. However, si Mephibosheth, he became crippled in both of his feet when his nurse dropped him because they had to flee from the enemy when they found out na si Saul at si Jonathan namatay dun sa battle. They were killed in the battle. So, of course, they fear na baka sila na yung isunod. So, they had to flee. He was only 5 years old during that time, si Mephibosheth. And it says that he was crippled in his feet. So, hindi siya makalakad because of the fall. And in our text, we see that si David, naghahanap siya, hinahanap niya, if there was someone left from the family line of King Saul. Kasi siya na yung bagong king ng Israel. And he was replacing a new dynasty. New dynasty kasi hindi naman siya kasama dun sa line ni King Saul. And you know, before, if a new dynasty will replace another dynasty, it was customary during their time, it was expected that when a new dynasty sets in, first thing that this king would do is to search for any family member na nabubuhay, who are alive, and kill them. Why? Kasi customary, but it was customary during the time. Because there's a big possibility that his family members will cause uprising or rebellion. So sila yung, you know, yung opposition. And for this king to freely reign, gagawin niya, papapatayin niya yung mga natitirang kapamilya nung dating king. Ganun. Pero si David, anong ginawa niya? Diba, pinatawag niya si Siba, who had been a servant of Saul, and inquired if there are any descendants. But, anong ginawa ni David? He told him, so pinahanap si Siba, the servant of Saul, and he told him that Jonathan had a son, pangalan niya Mephibosheth, at buhay pa siya, sabi niya. So David called Mephibosheth to him and blessed him. Hindi niya ginawa yung, you know, yung custom na papatay niya, no? Aside from that, he gave Mephibosheth the estate that previously belonged to Saul and invited him to stay in Jerusalem and eat at his table always. Sabi niya, yun, yung term na yun. And even si Siba, na servant, who had 15 sons and 20 servants, they were entrusted with the job of cultivating Mephibosheth's land. Di ba, ang ganda ng kwento, no? Titingnan natin, wow, happy ending, parang fairy tale. Including his family, no? But you see, this story of Mephibosheth is not just about a crippled man or a lame man who was shown kindness by King David. There is more to this story. If we will look at the spiritual significance, we will come to realize that the story of Mephibosheth is a beautiful interpretation or a story of redemption, a tale of unexpected grace, and undeserved favor, unmerited favor, loyalty, and restoration of relationship. And by looking at the spiritual significance of this story, we will gain a deeper understanding about the grace and the unconditional love of the Father through His Son, Jesus. So if we will look at again at this story and look at the situation of Mephibosheth, we will be reminded of our, you know, spiritual brokenness. Ano mo to kasi itong, you know, sabi niya, recognize your brokenness. We will be led to recognize our brokenness. So itong, I like this definition by Google. Yung spiritual brokenness daw is a state of spiritual distress and disconnection, characterized by emotional and mental distress. So loss of hope and joy. So this disconnection from God and even to others. So let us look at once again at the situation of Mephibosheth before he was blessed by David. Let's get to know more about this man. Although it was not detailed why even at 5 years old, meron siyang nurse. And this nurse had to carry him Kasi kailangan nilang, you know, they had to run for their lives. And at 5 years old, pwede ka naman nang tumakbo, di ba, maglakad mag-isa. Tsaka may nurse siya, although some scholars would say he could have had, you know, maybe may condition siya, but we don't know kasi hindi naman na-detalye. Maybe out of fear of and panic lang talagang binuhat siya nung nurse, pero nahulog niya nga, kaya naging lame siya. But the bottom line is, si Mephibosheth naging crippled. By the way, the meaning of Mephibosheth is dispeller of shame. So si Mephibosheth, he was homeless, crippled, he was lame, he was homeless, no protection because he was the only, di ba, he was the only one left in the line of Saul, tapos crippled pa, so he was limited. And look at how he answered David in verse 8, di ba, sabi, parang, he used the term dead dog. What is your servant that you should show regard, sabi niya, for a dead dog such as I? Meaning, he was already worthless, a nobody. And you see, when we compare this situation, parang nare-remind tayo, no? Nung wala pa si Jesus sa buhay natin. Look, Mephibosheth was crippled because of the fall. And life without Jesus. Remember, we were crippled in sin because of the fall of man. See, Mephibosheth, he was hiding. Now he felt worthless. Life without Jesus is also incomplete. No sense of purpose, even though you are already successful with your career, you have money, you have all these possessions. But without Jesus in your heart, parang may kulang, hindi ba? Tama? Mephibosheth, imperfect, helpless, and he's in need of a savior. Kasi tingnan, nakikitira na lang siya, wala siyang bahay. Tapos, di ba, during those times kasi, pag ikaw ay disabled ka, parang yung society, they will look down on you. And for us, without Jesus, di ba, we are imperfect. You see, we are undeserving of His grace. And we are broken without a Savior. Nantangan natin kanina, di ba? Only Jesus. Disconnected si Mephibosheth from society. And we are also disconnected from God without Jesus. So Mephibosheth's situation before he was rescued by David symbolizes our spiritual condition without God. This brings us now to the realization that we were once crippled in sin. Diba? Undeserving and in need of someone to save us, a Savior. And this now leads us, to realize that Mephibosheth's situation before he was rescued by David symbolizes our spiritual condition without God. Another thing that we can see in this story is God's loving kindness and His loyalty to His covenant. So looking at the story, di ba si David, he sought for any member of the house of Saul because he wanted to show kindness and honor. Hindi niya hinana para ipapatay niya, which was customary during those time. Sabi niya, sa verse 1 and verse 3, that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake. And in verse 3, he also said that I may show the kindness of God to him. What is the spiritual implication of this? That this gesture of David is a beautiful picture of God's loving kindness to humanity. Look, Mephibosheth was disabled and lowly, but despite of his status, David showed kindness to him. Sabi niya, he gave Mephibosheth all that belonged to his grandfather's soul. Huwag kang matakot, sabi niya, kasi pwedeng natatakot na si Mephibosheth at that time. I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your father, and you shall eat At my table always, hindi lang niya ni-restore eh, in-invite pa niya. And Mephibosheth was given a place at the king's table. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he ate always, sabi doon, he ate always at the king's table. Pwede, you know, David could have just left Mephibosheth on his own. Why? Because crippled na siya, he cannot do much, and he was lowly. So wala siyang, you know, wala siyang masyadong influence sa society. Hindi naman ito siguro ako mapapabagsak, pwedeng sabihin yun ni David, ano? Aside from the fact that, of course, si King Saul and Jonathan, patay naman na eh. Diba? But he did not do that. Instead, he sought him. Hinahanap niya. And he showed kindness to him. And, you know, this action symbolizes God's loving kindness towards sinners. He sought us. He gave us new life in Him. When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and allow Him to be the Lord of our lives, we can also spend eternity with Him in glory. Amen. Itong God's loving kindness. Now in Hebrew, yung Hebrew word is hesed. Although I think in Hebrew, they say chesed. But anyway, in English, word naman hesed. So, this represents God's covenant relationship with His people, results in His loyal love and faithfulness. Yung Hebrew word na to kasi stands for God's covenant relationship. And hesed surpasses ordinary kindness and friendship na si Lord lang ang nakakapagbigay. This shows God's character to us. When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, di ba may bago tayong identity in Him? And we are being reminded about His loving kindness and also yung loyalty ng Panginoon sa kanyang covenant. Remember in the story, si David, inalala niya yung covenant niya sa kanyang kaibigan na si Jonathan, yung tatay ni Mephibosheth. And you see, if we read 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 3, and then if you go to verse 20, 11 to 23, doon mababasa natin yung nagkaroon ng covenant si Jonathan and si David. And Jonathan made David reaffirm his oath out of his love for him. Because sabi niya, he loved him as he loved himself. Jonathan was aware of the danger that David was in. So dito, we will learn more about the story and about their covenant. But the bottom line is, si David, inalala niya yung covenant niya kay Jonathan. And David's gesture symbolizes also God's faithfulness to His covenant. You see, in the Bible, marami tayong mababasang covenant ng Panginoon na finulfill niya. Diba sabi nga sa prayer ni Kuya Bong, hindi siya yung nagsisinungaling eh. He always fulfill. And you see, His covenant with Noah, ano yung sabi niya? He assured him that he would never again destroy the world by flood. Ano pa? Yung covenant niya kay Abraham, yung Abrahamic covenant, that he will bless his descendants and make them his own special people. Covenant niya kay Moses, di ba? After a series of 10 plagues upon the land of Egypt, God brought the Israelites out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand. What else? God's covenant with David. David and his descendants were established as the royal heirs to the throne of the nation of Israel. And of course, the covenant of Christ. And here we see that it makes a clear distinction between the covenants of Mosaic law and the covenant of promise. And we see also that in this covenant, there's an agreement that God has made with mankind based on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hindi ba finulfill niya yung by sending His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins. Because yung situation natin, para tayong si Mephibosheth, crippled in sin, a nobody, in need of a Savior. Ito tayo, no? This now leads us to this realization that we were once crippled in sin, a nobody without God, unfaithful, undeserving of His grace, yet out of His loving kindness, God fulfilled His covenant by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to rescue us from the curse of sin and death. So from a nobody to somebody in Christ. Dahil may bago na tayong identity sa Kanya. Diba? Now, hindi dito nagtatapos yung kwento. It's just a symbol of God's loving kindness, loyalty to His covenant. And as someone who has experienced this grace, unmerited grace, undeserved favor, it leads us now to realize, how then should I respond to this love, unconditional love of God? No? It will now lead us to respond with humility and kindness. Two ways. Firstly, sabi niya, it teaches us to respond with humility. Balikan nga natin yung kwento ni Mephibosheth. I like the NLT version kasi maganda yung words na ginamit. Sabi niya, when he came to David, how did Mephibosheth respond? He bowed low to the ground in deep respect. And in verse 8, sabi niya, Mephibosheth bowed respectfully. Meaning, si Mephibosheth, he acknowledged yung lordship ni David, yung king, as a king, he acknowledged him as a king. But you know, he bowed in deep respect and humility. Sabi pa nga niya, di ba, I am your servant. Bakit sino ba ako para tulungan mo? Sabi niya, di ba? And in the story, we will see that si Mephibosheth, he allowed David to help him. Because he could have said, wag na, total, wala naman akong silbi. Kaya ko pa to. Pwede niya masabihin yun, no? Or he could have held on to his pride. Or, pwede naman siguro sabihin natin, eh, hindi, kasi naghihirap na siya. Eh. He was already poor at may anak pa siya. So, siguro, tinanggap niya na lang. Pero hindi. Hindi naman sinabing, okay, go ahead, help me. He bowed. He showed deep respect to David. In deep respect, sabi dun sa verse. Which means that he acknowledged who David is as a king of Israel. And he gave honor to the king. Sabi pa niya, I am your servant. And you see, this attitude of Mephibosheth made it easier for David to restore him. He responded with humility and gratitude. Yun yung message last Sunday, yung gratitude. And this now also, this attitude of Mephibosheth leads us to acknowledge that humbly responding to God's grace and mercy will surely bring healing and restoration, change of hearts, and will lead us to appreciate God's marvelous work in our lives. Can you remember the time na wala pa si Jesus sa puso natin at kumakatok siya, pero tayo nagmamatigas? Diba ang hirap ano yung alam mo yung lumalapit na sa atin si Lord by you know sending people to restore us. Ilan na bang leader o pastor yung nag-approach sa iyo? Pero tayo matigas pa din. Hindi ba ang hirap-hirap ma-restore pag ganun? When we respond in pride. But when we just allow God to restore you, help you through other people. Hindi ba mas madali mong makikita ngayon yung next step? Hindi ba unti-unting, ay, oo nga, ito pala yung will ng Panginoon sa buhay ko. And at the same time, when we respond to God in humility, this also teaches us that maybe it's also nice to respond to people who are willing and trying their best to restore us, to reach out to us. You see, like Mephibosheth, let us respond humbly to these people. No, especially yung leaders, yung pastor na nagre-reach out sa atin. Mag-reply ka naman pag kinakamusta ka, pag fina-follow up ka. Woo, nakikiusyoso lang yan eh. Ay, baka naman kasi nag-worry na siya. Kasi 3 months na tayong hindi nag-church. So, kinukumusta lang naman tayo, no? And, yung attitude ba, hindi ko kailangan ng tulong, kayang-kaya ko to. Alam ko, gagawin ko. Masyado pa rin tayo kasing nagpapatigas. You see, nagmamatigas, I should say. If we will respond, responding in pride, anger, bitterness will make it more difficult for others to restore us. Ang hirap i-restore ang pusong puno ng puot at galit. Tama? Di ba? Yung gusto mo kausapin, pero hindi mo na nga alam kung paano mo i-reach out. Yung ginagawa na nga tayo ng paraan to, you know, talk to us. Pero ikaw naman, eh kasi si ganito eh. Kaya hindi na ako nag-church. Hirap ka na nga, no? Wala na nga ang peace. Hindi ka matulog. Hey, you keep on bringing up the hurts from the past. Mga ilang years na rin namang nangyari yun. Pero yun pa rin yung binabalik-balik mo. Oh, so, kailan pa tayo magkakaayos niyan, friend? Yung hanggang ngayon ayaw pa nating i-let go. And we keep on holding on to grudges. Sabi na nga ni Lord, tama na. You know, we love to blame, point out our fingers to other people, and kasalanan niya yan eh. Diba kahit sa mag-asawa? Yung binigyan ka na nga ng bulaklak, sasabihin mo pa sa asawa mo, guilty ka ano? Or, pinagluto mo na nga si husband ng masarap na ulam. Hindi pa rin in-acknowledge. Hindi ba mas matagal magbati? Pag timing lang sa bahay, walang nagsasalita. But it was, if we start to talk each other and appreciate, hindi yung, eh, ikaw kasi, yung ex mo eh. Binalik mo doon, ay, mas matagal talaga yun, no? Mag-uugat. Sanga-sanga-sanga. But sabi nila, if we respond in humility, di ba mas magana pag-uusapan? Oh dear, alam na, alam mo nung ganito. Mas pinag-uusapan nyo na lang paano kayo nagkakilala. Okay? And this is what the story is trying to teach us. To respond with humility so that there will be restoration. Not only personally sa ating buhay, but even with our relationship as brothers and sisters in Christ. Diba? Natawa ako, but this is true. Huh? Somewhat true. Look at this illustration, sabi nung, eh, hindi ako! It's your fault! Ganun siya lagi. Pero ilan fingers yung nakaturo sa'yo? 4. So means, eh, ikaw. Diba? Eh, ako. Hindi, nakalimutan na nating itanong yung sarili natin. Meron din pala tayong pagkakamali. So, let's ask the Lord, say, Lord, I'm sorry. Hindi ako nakikinig. I love to blame, point my fingers to other people instead of asking myself, saan ako nagkamali? Di ba kanta yun? And then, next picture. Eh, kasi, yung leader namin eh. Ha? Sinabihan lang naman ako ni Pastora. O ngayon, kasalanan na ni Pastor lahat. Tapos, magtataka tayo, ba't kaya si Boss parang hindi nakatulog? Ay, natural, lahat na ng kasalanan sa kanya. So, siguro inisa, ano ko yung kasalanan ko? Ano ko yung ginawa ko? Then the last one, sabi ng aso, ha, ako talaga. Di ba minsan, kahit yung inosenteng aso or inosenteng pusa, ha, sabi ng kasalanan ng pusa, kasalanan ng aso. Di ba, or yung walang sinabing member, meron na tuloy siyang ginawa. Ha, bakit ako nadamay? Pati yung asawa ng leader, bakit ako nadamay? Dinamay mo ng lahat. Responding in humility will lead to restoration of relationship. If we want our relationships to work, gusto nating ma-restore, let us ask the Lord, Lord, make me humble. You see, as I was preparing this message, this song came into my mind. The Lord reminded me about this song. Kasi nga, di ba, we want, all of us, we want to serve, we want to be servants, good servants. And I was reminded of this song, Make Me a Servant. Kantahin nga natin. Make me a servant and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer, the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me, make me a servant today. Let's sing the second stanza. Ang ganda dito. Lord, make a servant faithful and true. Give us your heart, Lord, in all that we do, and may the prayer of our home always be. Make a servant, Lord, make a servant today. And he gives grace generously, as the scriptures say. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Let this be our prayer, you know, our desire, and may it be evident to all of us to be humble and meek, to be faithful and true to our calling. Kaya pag may kailangan i-correct sa atin, may we respond with a humble heart para tayo mag-improve, para tayo mag-excel, para tayo ma-restore. Kasi mahirap nga naman mag-serve pag masyado tayong mayabang. Di ba? Yung kala natin, ang galing-galing na natin, ang galing-galing. Yung pala, ang yabang-yabang lang. Di ba? Yung we are being reminded, we are rebuked na, kapatid, medyo hinay-hinay lang. Oops, oo nga, ano. So let this be our prayer. All of us. Oh, the Lord is reminding us. Si Pastor nga, lagi niya kaming nire-remind sa office. Oh, wag nang masyadong mayabang ah. Sabihan niyo rin ako pag nagmamayabang ako. Di ba? Yung totoo yun. Kasi there will be times na nakakalimot tayo. And you see, this is just a very simple message. But sometimes we forget. And first things first, we have to be reminded of this attitude, humility. If you want to be more like Jesus, you should respond in humility. And lastly, also we need to respond in kindness. Hindi lang humility, but to respond in kindness. Medyo challenging to. Sabi nga kanina, oh, we need to disciple the next generation. And you know, discipling the next generation will require humility and kindness. Di ba? Di mo pwedeng sigawan yan. Di mo pwedeng, ay, kawa. Hindi pwedeng. Baka hindi na mag-church. Remember si David and Saul? Di ba? They were often in conflict. And even si Saul, if you read chapter 19, gusto niyang ipapatay si David. Ilang beses. Di ba? Si Jonathan pa nga nagsabi kay David. And if even if you read the remaining verse, you will see how Saul wanted David to die. And si Saul, lolo ni Mephibosheth yan, ah. So si David, pwedeng inalala niya sana, ay, lolo mo, ah. Ilang beses niya akong gustong ipapatay, ah. He could have held on to his grudges. But remember, even when David had the chance to, di ba, kill Saul, hindi niya ginawa. He gave respect. And this is how David, David could have tested Mephibosheth in return. Pwede niyang sabihin, bago kita tulungan, ganito. You need to show me that you will be faithful to me. Pwede niyang sabihin ni David yun. He could have set a condition or he could have just left him broken. Anyway, wala naman na si Saul, wala naman na si Jonathan. But he preferred to remember his covenant with his friend Jonathan and chose kindness rather than looking at Saul's offense sa kanya. Diba? How did he show kindness to Mephibosheth? Una, pinahanap niya, diba? He sought him. Despite his experiences, ang ginawa niya, he sought him. Another thing that he did, he gave him all that belonged to Saul. And also, we read that he allowed him to dine at his table always. Namit niya yung term na always. So in other words, si David, he restored Mephibosheth. Kahit ganun yung nakaraan. Hindi yung inisip niya, kasi yung si lolo mo eh. Ah, sama-sama, hindi ganun. Pinili niyang maging kind. David showed kindness to Mephibosheth despite his yes, and also inalala niya yung covenant with Jonathan and gave what was necessary to Mephibosheth. If you look at this gesture of David, hindi ba si Panginoon ay ganito din yung ginawa sa atin? Undeserving, yet He gave us life, a new identity in Him. This now brings us that this story is a reminder of our spiritual brokenness. Reminds us of the Father's unconditional love, His loving kindness. He sought us, He gave us life. Ulitin ko, we are undeserving of His grace, yet He rescued us. And also, it teaches us that we, too, can respond in humility and kindness. Diba? As someone who has been saved by the grace of God, sabi sa Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for it is by grace, or for by grace, you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. But this is the gift of God to us. Let this be our motivation to be more kind, be more loving to others, to forgive. Kahit gaano kasakit. It's just a simple message. I've mentioned that earlier. But sometimes we forget talaga, no? Nakakalimutan natin. Mas inuna natin yung galit natin, yung puot. And surely we will face many things, challenges in the ministry, at work, lalo sa secular, no? At school, nabubuli siguro tayo, in our relationships. Maybe you've encountered false accusations, humiliation. And as a minister's daughter, somehow I've seen this also in the lives of other church leaders, other pastors. And experience a bit, a part of it. Parang gusto ko nang sabihin na, tama na, parang gusto ko sabihin sa tatay ko, tama na, mag-change, ano na yata kayo, sakit na eh. And there were times when I asked the Lord, Lord, is this the price of serving full-time? And you know what? The Lord will always bring me to this realization that I am just a nobody without Him. Na ako din naman eh. Ni-rescue niya lang naman ako eh. Kung wala naman siya, kung hindi niya ako pinakitaan ng pagmamahal, unconditional love. You know, I cannot imagine a life without God. If I did not allow Him to rescue me, if I did not allow people to restore me, anong klaseng buhay kaya meron ako ngayon? Siguro hanggang ngayon, I'm not at peace, walang contentment. Kahit siguro may trabaho, gusto mo pa rin yung wala kang satisfaction. And if given the chance, sana tayo rin, may we choose to respond with grace. Ito yung laging nire-remind din sa amin sa office. Tita Eva, ba't ganun? Laging isasagot sa amin, grace, grace, grace. Okay, grace. Even if that person or someone related to that person have caused us pain, trouble in the past, you see, si David, wala naman siyang supernatural powers. Even if, no, he was a king, he was also an ordinary man, just like us, who experienced the grace of God, the goodness of God in his life. And even so, he chose to be kind. He made a difference in the life of Mephibosheth. Alam niyo nung ano nga eh, if you will study the later years of Mephibosheth, he remained faithful kay David. This is the power of kindness, transformative power of kindness. Kahit na he was accused na pwedeng yun na yung time na babawiin na niya yung throne dahil nga, 'di ba, si Saul. But he remained faithful to David because David was so kind to him. And we can also do the same. And even if we think that we are, you know, right, ako yung tama, or that person deserves to be, you know, you think you'll be humiliated, or we have the chance to think that we are in that position, ha, nasa position na ako ngayon para mag-revenge to that person who have wronged you. Alam, may bala ako, may alam ako tungkol sa'yo. Ipagkakalat ko yan. Wag. Choose not to. Wag mo nang siraan yung taong yun. Kahit alam mo, nasaktan ka, wag mo nang sisiraan yung tao. But choose to be kind. May we choose to be gracious. And let God change our hearts. And let God, and pray to God also that He will change the heart of that person. Kaya natin yan. If we will allow the Lord to love, to be gracious, more gracious, to those who have hurt us, and those who have humiliated us. We can be kind like David. And we can respond in humility like Mephibosheth. Kaya ang hashtag natin ngayon, stay humble. Be kind. TLWF cares. Diba? We care. So if we care, di natin sila igagossip. But we will pray for them. And as the worship team will come, itong kanta ng yung the song You Are Good by the Gateway Worship is also very much related to this message. Yes, tapos na po. Sabi niya, your kindness leads me to repentance. Your goodness draws me to your side. Your mercy calls me to be like you. if you want to be more like, di ba gusto natin, we want to be more like Jesus, then this should be our attitude. First things first, we respond in humility and kindness. Kasi tayo rin naman ay ni-rescue ng Panginoong Jesus. Your favor is my delight. So let us respond in praise, in worship. Because the Lord is so good to us. And if you want to share that goodness of God, para makita nila yun, una sa lahat, we allow God to change our hearts. And it leads us to respond with worship, praise, with repentance, with forgiveness. We can be loving and we can be gracious. Kasi nagawa. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we just want to thank you for your word. Thank you for your love, for your unconditional love. Even though, oh God, we are so undeserving of your favor, of your grace, your mercy. Lord, you chose to love us. You chose to send your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. You chose to rescue us from the curse of sin and death. Help us, O Lord, to respond in humility and kindness, to be more gracious, to be more loving to others as well. Teach us, O Lord, today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's just sing this song, You Are Good.
Your kindness leads me to repentance.
Shall we just stand up and worship the Lord and respond to the message this morning?
Your mercy calls me to be like you.
Yes, your favor.
Your favor is my delight.
I'd say every day.
Every day.
I awaken my praise.
I awaken my praise. And pour out a song from my heart. Your goodness draws me to your side. Your mercy calls me to be like you.
Yes, your favor.
Your favor is my delight. Every day
I awaken my praise.
I awaken my
Him.
Your goodness is forever.
he is forever. You are good,
oh Lord, you are.
You are good. You are good, and your mercy is forever.
You are good.
You are good.
Yes, God.
You are good.
Oh, you are good.
You are good, and your mercy is forever. You are good. You are good.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Lord, we don't deserve all the blessing that we're experiencing today. Lord, we don't deserve the mercy and the grace because we are sinners. Our heart is hard. We are oftentimes, Lord, we have stiff neck and we disobey. Lord, you have continually showed your mercy. Ourselves before you. We will humble ourselves towards others, and we will also be kind towards others, katulad ng kindness na na-experience namin sa inyo. Panginoon, I pray for this church, that all of us here, as we look at the story, at this narrative, Lord, may we see ourselves in that picture who are crippled, yet Lord has been restored. Salamat, Panginoon, sa inyong pag-ibig. Lord, I pray that each day, as we set first things right, first things first, Lord, may we walk in 2024 with the posture of humility, with the posture of kindness, because we have experienced your love, Lord. Love that we can never repay. Panginoon, salamat sa lahat na binigay niyo sa aming mga buhay. Salamat, Lord, for rescuing us. For we are sinners, yet Lord, you paid the price, Lord God. And I respond, oh God, Lord, we pray that we will be humble and we will treat each other, Lord, with kindness. Even though, Lord, at times we have friction, Lord, I pray that we will respond in kindness to the people around us. We thank you for the word today. Salamat, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just raise our hands and receive the benediction. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may have the strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Lord, we pray that as we ponder on your word today, as we go to our respective places, as we meditate in your word, in your Holy Spirit working in us, I pray all the more we'll be rooted and grounded in your love. May we experience more of your presence as we go to our respective places. And as we experience your presence, Lord, may we respond in humility and kindness to our people around us. Salamat, Panginoon. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us in our worship service. Hope to see you again. Just turn to somebody and tell that person, #BLWF cares. God bless everyone.